Laurie, I'm so sorry you have to go home today.
Me too.
Did you have a good summer with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Lisa, we have to be at the airport in an hour, and... What's that?
They're blooping out old enzyme for Laurie.
How could they bloop?
This stack will be ready in a minute.
If she eats another stack of those, they won't be able to get the plane off the ground.
Laurie, when you get married, don't marry a wiseacre.
Lisa, she's going to miss her plane.
I'll get dressed.
Have you got any money?
Why? Is there a charge for getting dressed?
I need some cash for Laurie's plane ticket.
All I have is $2 in mad money. That's why I can't afford to get mad too often.
I'll stop at Drucker's and cash a check.
I hate to go home. I've had so much fun here.
Well, the country's done you a lot of good. Oh, I say, you've developed a lot of muscle there, sawing away at those things.
Mrs. Douglas gave me the recipe, so my aunt can make these for me.
Is your aunt a good cook?
Very good.
Let's keep her that way.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores. Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
I'll only be a minute.
Goodbye to Mr. Drucker.
Oh, sure.
Can I say goodbye to him, too?
Where are you going?
To the airport.
Oh, now, stay in the car. Look, we don't have to go in.
Oh, Lord, he's going to leave soon, and I want to spend every minute with her.
Okay.
Hey, can I turn on the radio?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Mrs. Douglas. That's the song your hotcakes were playing this morning. Oh, morning, folks.
Good morning, Mr. Drucker.
Good morning, Mr. Drucker. We're in a kind of a hurry. Could you cash a check for...
I'm sorry you're leaving, Laurie.
I'm sorry, too.
It's been nice having you around.
Thank you.
Mr. Drucker, could you please, the check...
Our house is going to be very lonely without her.
I'll bet it will.
The check, please.
You're going to write to us, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Drucker, please, would you cash the check?
Oh, yes, sir. $50, huh? You know, you're one of the few people in the Valley I'd cash a personal check for.
Well, that's...
I've been a storekeeper for over 30 years, and I've made it a policy never to cash personal checks. I used to have a sign up there that said no personal checks cashed.
Yes, well...
You know, I had it up there on account of Ben Miller. Now, there's a man that looks as honest as you, and I cashed a check for him one day, and it bounced.
Well,
Boing, 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 boing.
May I have the money, please?
Oh, sure. $50, huh? That's the same amount as Ben's.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I haven't got that much in the register.
Well, why didn't you...
I've got it in my safe. It'll only take a minute. Let's see. What was that combination again? Oh, just a minute. I got it in the back room.
Look, we're in quite a hurry.
Oh, I just remembered. I wrote it on the wall, right here. I figured that was the safest place for it. Nobody would figure I was stupid enough to write it on a wall right over the safe.
No, they wouldn't.
There's only one way to beat crooks today. You gotta...
May we have the money, please?
Oh, yes, sir. Now, let's see. three right. That a three or an eight. That's the only trouble with this system. I can't read my own writing. I guess it's a three. No, I guess it was an eight. See, I got the burglar alarm connected to...
Somebody's robbing Mr. Drucker's safe.
Gotcha, you're not getting away from me.
That's Mr. Drucker.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Then what's he robbing his own safe for?
Yes, sir, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like a ticket to New York, half fare.
A half fare. Just how old are you, Sonny?
It's not for me. It's for her.
Well, how old is she?
Eight.
Pretty well developed for an eight-year-old.
This is the little girl.
Oh. Now, where to?
New York.
Round trip?
One way.
You realize, of course, that with a one-way ticket, you're not allowed to watch the movie.
Look.
And it's a brand new one, too. Tom Mix at Apache Pass.
Just give me a half-fare ticket to New York.
All right. Does the little lady have any preference about seating?
I'd like to sit by the window.
Well, I'm sorry, honey, but you see, the pilot is the only one on the plane that has a window.
The pilot's the only one
who... That'll be $18.30.
Is the plane ready?
About as ready as it ever will be.
When can the little girl get on board?
As soon as they bring back the ladder.
The ladder?
Yes, you see, the painters borrowed it. They're painting the men's room.
Maybe we ought to let Laurie take the train.
Oh, now, look, don't get all uptight about this. You see, the company psychologist suggested that we tell a few jokes to the passengers to make them laugh.
Oh.
See, that way it keeps their mind off the holes in the wings.
What?
That's just a new funny. They just gave it to me this morning.
Here's Laurie's bag. Say, when can she get on the plane?
As soon as they return the ladder.
Oh, are they painting the ladies' room again?
No, the man's room.
Now, Transpixley Airlines has a little present for you, honey. A package of toys to help you while away the time while you're in the air.
What's in it?
A roulette wheel, a deck of cards, a pair of dice, an eye shade, and a dealer's apron. We used to give these out on our Las Vegas flight, but we had to cut it out. You see, one of the pilots lost a plane at the crap table.
Forget the jokes.
Oh, that's no joke. It actually happened.
Look,
You see, he rolled snake eyes, and... Oh, they're bringing back the ladder. You can board the plane now.
What gate?
That will be announced on the public address system.
All right, come on.
Let's
go.
May I have your attention, please?
Will you?
Transpixley Airlines, Flight 27, non-stop to New York, via Dumfries Mill, Feltonville, and Turkey Feather Junction, now boarding at Gate 6. Passengers, please stop at the Transpixley Airline counter before boarding for their oxygen masks.
Of all the...
I'll get your mask for you, Laurie.
It's time to say goodbye, honey. Bye.
Goodbye, Mr. Douglas.
Bye, Laurie.
Goodbye, Mrs. Douglas. I'm going to miss you both.
Oh, goodbye, darling. We're going to miss you. You were like our own little girl.
Here's your oxygen mask, Laurie. Now, the man said be sure and save the paper bag because you might...
Eb.
Bye, Eb.
Bye.
Oh, goodbye, little sister. And you write to me.
Transpixley Airlines Flight 27 is now ready to depart. Will the little girl with the gambling kit please get on board?
I don't believe this.
Oh, you better get on board. Yeah. Come on, darling. Hurry up.
Bye.
Oh, she's gone.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, she's gone.
Eb.
Olive, I'm going to miss her so much.
Lisa, aren't you going to get up? It's 2:00.
What's to get up for?
Well...
Without a child to keep me busy, I don't have any purpose in life.
Purpose? You mean...
All I have to remember her by is her little teddy bear.
That's Eb's. He lent it to her. Now, come on, get up.
Oh, yesterday when Laurie was here, there was a reason to get up. But today, What's to get up for?
Will you stop saying that?
Oh, Oliver, I miss her.
So do I.
And what did you get up for?
Well, because...
Oh, it's so empty here without her shining little face and the laughter of her smile and the little pitter-platter of her little feet.
If you want to stay in bed, but I've got work to do.
If there was something worth doing, I'd get up.
You could make lunch for me and Eb.
That's not worth getting up for.
Oh, for...
Maybe if I had something important to keep me occupied.
Get up and we'll discuss it.
Oh, no, I know that trick.
What trick?
You always say, get up and we discuss it, and then I get up, and while we're discussing it, a friend of yours comes and steals the bed.
Get up.
What's to get up for?
If you say that once more...
Oliver, having Laurie here gave me something to do. Now I have to find something to keep me busy.
Maybe you could go to State College and take an extension course.
What for? I know how to use an extension. You plug one end into the wall and...
Yes, an extension course would be a waste of time.
Oliver, I need a purpose.
If you had taken care of your porpoise, you wouldn't need a purpose.
Oliver, maybe I could find a job.
You want to work for me?
That's right.
Well,
Since Laurie left, I don't know what to do with myself, so I've got to find a job to keep me busy.
Well,
You wouldn't have to pay me very much.
Well,
I've had experience as a sales girl. When my father was the king, I worked in the souvenir shop we had on the first floor of the palace.
Well,
I used to sell all kinds of souvenirs to the tourists, like ashtrays with my father's picture on the bottom. Those were our best sellers. People liked to grind out their cigarettes in a king's mouth.
Well, I can see where...
Then I used to have colored slides of my father sitting on his throne in various poses, six positions for $1. Because the biggest item we had was a balloon which you could blow up into a life-sized model of my mother, the queen.
Oh, well, that's...
Anyway, I worked there for 2 years, so you can see that I have some experiences in selling.
Oh, yeah, well,
When do I start working? Here comes Mr. Kimball. Let me wait on him and show you what I can do. May I help you?
Oh, hi, Sam. Say, you got your blonde wig and your dress on again.
I'm not Sam. I'm Lisa Douglas.
Oh, that's a natural mistake. I mean, when you walk in here, you never can tell when you'll find Sam parading around in his blonde wig and his dress. Hank. Who are you? Who do you think I am? Oh, Sam. Hey, you look better with your blonde wig on.
Can I help you, Mr. Kimball?
Nobody can help him. I resent your sarcasm. Well, I don't resent it. I don't understand it. Now, what can I do for you, Mrs. Douglas?
No, I'm waiting on you.
You are?
Mr. Drucker is trying me out. I am looking for a job.
Well, it had to happen sooner or later, huh? I knew Mr. Douglas would go broke the way he runs that farm. Hank, Mr. Douglas isn't... Sam, why don't you put a dull finish on your head? The reflection's blinding me. Now, look here, Hank.
Mr. Kimball, don't you want to buy anything?
Well, I can't think of anything offhand. I can't think of anything on hand either. But I wouldn't want you to get fired because you need the job so badly, so, just pick out something and put it on my bill. Well, I got to get going. I'm sorry to hear about your husband going broke, though.
I didn't do too good with him, did I?
Oh, nobody could. Look, Mrs. Douglas, I really don't need any help in the store.
Is there any place you know where I could get a job?
Not on hand. Now, off hand. But I'll ask around, and if I hear of anything, I'll let you know.
If I don't get a job soon, well... You've been very kind. Thank you.
Mr. Douglas, tell me it's not true. Tell me it's not true.
All right, it's not true. Let go of me.
Don't you want to know what's not true?
Not particularly.
You can't face it, huh?
Face what?
Being broke.
Where did you hear that?
It's all over town.
Well, it's not true.
Then why did you send Mom out to look for a job?
Oh, that...
How can you toss it off so lightly? There's that poor woman looking all over town for a job, trying to save you from going under, and all you can say is, oh, that. Eb. Mr. Douglas, it's not a crime to lose all your money. It's just stupid.
Look.
Don't worry, I'll help you out. I'll work for nothing. You won't have to pay me till you get on your feet.
Fine.
Buck up. You're not the first dum-dum to lose their money, and you won't be the last dum-dum to
lose
it.
Will you stop calling
me? Don't worry, Mr. Douglas. You'll come back.
Yeah, but... Lisa, where you been?
Oh, everywhere. I've been looking for a job. Oh, my feet are killing me. I must have walked at least...
Lisa, there's a story going around that I'm broke.
Oh, yes, I heard that. How did it happen?
Look, it didn't happen. I am not broke.
Then why did you send me out to look for a job?
I didn't.
Don't worry, darling. Everything will work out. Like my father used to say, it's always darkest before you're born.
Before you're...
Even when things are the blackest, remember that every cloud has a sliver in its lining.
Yes, I'll remember that. Every crowd has...
Don't worry, darling. I'll find a job.
Lisa, you don't need a job. We've got money. If you want to do something to occupy your mind, why don't you do volunteer work? You know, they always need people down at the county welfare department to do social work.
That's something I could do. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to be very social when we lived in New York.
Mm. Well, you be sure to tell them that, huh?
Excuse me.
Where are you going, lady?
I want to see the social director.
The place doesn't open for 10 minutes.
Well, can I wait here?
Go to the end of the line. I wonder if them jewels is real. Nah, they couldn't be. Otherwise, she wouldn't be standing on the free soup line.
Mrs. Douglas on the soup line? They finally hit bottom. You saw what? I saw Mrs. Douglas on the free soup line in front of the county welfare place.
When did you see her? Before or after you went in the saloon?
Fred, I know what I saw. I don't believe it.
Why not? He's the kind of a dum-dum that would lose all his money.
Well, if it is true, we ought to do something. Take up a collection for him.
You mean money?
Yeah.
Well, now, let's not do nothing hasty. Maybe we ought to investigate a little, find out just how bad off they are.
I think Haney's right, Sam. I'll drop over there and nose around a little.
I never saw the social director, but they were very nice to me. They gave me a bowl of hot soup, and they gave me this. They told me to give it to my husband.
Yeah? Why would they do that?
Oh, hello there, Mr. Ziffer.
Miss Douglas, where'd you get that?
The welfare people gave it to me.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Is something wrong?
I guess I must have dialed the wrong number.
I wonder what's the matter with him.
Are you sure it was your suit, Fred?
Positive. I wore it 30 years before I turned it into the clothing drive.
And Mrs. Douglas told you she got it from the welfare people?
Yep.
Now, maybe you'll believe what I told you.
Well, it just doesn't seem possible. Drugstore? What? Oh, yeah. What? Are you sure? I'm sorry. I'll take care of it. Well, I'll be doggone.
What's the matter?
That was a bank. A $50 check I cashed for Mr. Douglas bounced.
Bounced?
Boing, 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 boing. I never would have believed it.
Well, you should have known it when he sent her in to ask you for a job.
She said she wanted something to occupy her time now that Lori went home.
Sounds like the kind of story he'd make up for her to tell.
I don't think Mr. Douglas would do that.
or anybody that would send his wife to the welfare department for soup and a suit would do anything.
Well, we gotta do something to help him.
Well, I don't mind helping her, but...
If you help one, we gotta help them both. They work as a team.
So, knowing how desperate you are for money, I went up to the pawn shop in Pixley.
Yeah, but I'm not...
I'm sorry, but all the fella would lend me on the watch was $8.
Eb, you pawned your watch because you thought I was broke?
Not my watch, yours.
What?
Well, I knew you were too proud to let anybody see you going into a hock shop.
Oh, he's not too proud. When we first got married, he was always going into the hock shop with my rings.
I never went.
Hey, I hope that $8 will help you out. Eb, can I please have my pawn ticket?
What for?
I'm going to get my watch back.
But if you need the money...
Eb, the pawn ticket, please.
Okay, here.
Well, while I'm about it, I might as well take these back to the welfare people.
Oliver, what happened?
I tripped over that...
Hey, it's a basket of food.
Who put that there?
Who cares? Now Mom won't have to stand in the soup line anymore.
Oliver, why did you order all that food?
I didn't. Look, don't you know what this is? Everybody thinks we're broke and they chipped in and bought all this stuff for us.
What a nice thing to do.
Yes, but I'm going to return. Where's the car?
Oh, I forgot. $200 is the most they'd give me for it.
I don't know who left it there, Mr. Douglas. Do you, Fred?
No.
Me neither.
Fellows, it was a very nice thing for you to do, but we don't need food.
Need another suit?
I don't need anything. I've got money.
Yeah, but how long can you go around cashing bum checks?
What?
That check you give Sam bounced.
Bounced?
Boing, 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 boing.
Why should a check of mine boing, a bounce?
Because the bank said you don't have no money in your account.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I made a deposit last week. I mail it from here. You put the stamp on it. You put it up on the shelf there.
But Mr. Douglas, I never put a letter up on the... Yes, I did.
Oh, well, will you please get this to the bank and then put that check through again?
Yes, sir.
Fellas, I want you to know how much I appreciate that gesture you made.
We're glad everything's all right for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, what are we going to do with the basket of food?
I know a little old lady who could use this.
Oh, who?
My mother.
Haney! Haney, you come back here!
Can you imagine? People doing a thing like that first because they thought we had lost all our money?
That was very touching.
I've always told you farm people are like that, you know. When you're in trouble, they come to your aid.
Oh, they're not like the people in the big city who wouldn't raise a finger to help you.
I don't think that's true. Remember the time when we were living in New York and you ran out of olives for your martini and the fellow next door gave us a half a bottle?
I'm talking about real problems.
If you don't have an olive in your martini, it's a real problem.
Lisa, you don't understand what I'm talking about. People here in the country are more than just neighbors. They care about one another. You know, there's something about the soil that brings people together. What are you doing?
I love the way you wiggle your mustache when you make a speech.
I haven't got a mustache.
Oh, but then that must be Alfred.
Who is Alfred?
My aunt.
Yeah.
You were saying something about people being closer together.
Well, I was talking about farmers.
Well, you're a farmer.
Yes, but...
Why don't you turn off the light and we'll talk about crops and things like that?
Well, I guess a little crop talk wouldn't hurt.
Thank you.
This has been a Film Ways presentation, darling.